The HW Tech Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the HW Tech Podcast. My name is Ralph, and I'm the Senior Specialist for Sales Enablement at HW Hydraulics. Today's topic is, did you know that our leak-free pressure control valve, developed for clamping functions on machine tools, is also suitable for brake controls? Honestly, I did not. But I invited my colleague Diana, who is product manager for seated valves at HW Hydraulics, to explain this topic to us, and hopefully we'll be a little bit smarter at the end. So Diana, welcome to the podcast. Happy
to
see you.
Thank you, Ralph. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be also with you in this kind of podcast now.
Well,
yeah,
thank you
very much.
Yeah, usually it's always the men that stand to my side. It's very nice to have a friendly woman at my side today to explain this topic. So let's get into this topic for our audience. First of all, we're talking about pressure control valves. Mm-hmm. From the name, this means that the pressure is regulated in some way. Mm-hmm. What exactly is done here?
Yeah, exactly. Basically, with a pressure control valve, you reduce a certain pressure to a lower level, mm-hmm. and this level is set in the valve, and you keep this level stable. So before the valve, you have a higher pressure. This can also be fluctuating. No? It can be higher, lower. And after the valve, you always have the stable pressure set on the pressure control valve. This is also why people call this a pressure-reducing valve, mm-hmm. which is not the official term, but
it works.
Describes very well also mm-hmm. the function. Yeah.
So what do you need that for?
Well, a classic application would be, for example, if you have several consumers in a system. Let's say you have a system that works on a certain high pressure level. Mm-hmm. And then there's one consumer that for some reason doesn't withstand this high pressure, so needs to be protected in some way. Mm-hmm. And in this case, in front of this consumer that needs the lower level, you put the pressure reducing valve, the pressure control valve, mm-hmm. set it, reduce the pressure to the lower level, and so the consumer does not see too much pressure at all. So it's kind of protection.
Okay.
In front. Okay, now, the really interesting thing about our topic today is mm-hmm. that we don't talk only about pressure control valves, but mm-hmm. we talk about leakage-free pressure control valves.
So that means not all of them are leakage-free, is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. Not all of them are leakage-free. A classic pressure control valve is made with a sliding piston inside, so mm-hmm. a spool valve. And a sliding piston always means that you have a certain amount of leakage.
Okay.
So leakage always means energy loss. Mm-hmm. Usually in this standard applications, this is not really dramatic, so you can live with this. But there's some applications that really cannot handle this.
Mm-hmm. Now, from the original question that we started with, you said that we have developed pressure control valves for clamping functions in machine tools.
Right, exactly. This is, for example, one application where we really need a leakage-free pressure control valve. So let's make a little imagination. Imagine a machine tool, mm-hmm. let's say a milling machine. Mm-hmm. And now you have a workpiece made of aluminium, mm-hmm. and you want to mill out, you want to mill a certain shape into this mm-hmm. aluminium function, in aluminium block. So in some way, you have to hold this workpiece. And this is a clamping function.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically, yeah. So if you want to hold this, or you need to hold this workpiece, and therefore you need a certain pressure. Mm-hmm. If you don't put enough pressure on, you can imagine what happens.
Yeah, I can imagine that bent piece of aluminum right
yeah,
in front of me.
That's if you press
put too
hard,
much,
you know,
and otherwise
so
it'll fall
it's
out.
Both. You can't put too yeah. much because then you damage the workpiece mm-hmm. and the aluminium will bend, yeah. right? And if you don't do it enough, then it's also a problem because it loosens now in somehow. So mm-hmm. so what do I do?
What do you do?
First step would be put the right pressure on the workpiece. Mm-hmm. So I use a pressure control valve for that.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't give too much pressure. Gives enough pressure. So mm-hmm. that would be the easy part, let's say. But if we say the pressure is coming from a hydraulic unit, for example,
yes.
It could be a pump, could be from somewhere else, but usually it's a hydraulic unit.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if the current is gone, if something breaks down in the hydraulic unit, mm-hmm. if the pressure is gone?
Yeah, I can see it, and our audience probably too. That piece of aluminum or whatever is flying through the hall.
Yeah, in the worst case. Yeah, what we say, before I said it loosens,
yeah,
but in
exactly.
the worst case, this is what happens. Hopefully
yeah.
there are more protection measurements inside the machine. But yeah, in the worst case, something like that happens, and we absolutely want to avoid that.
Yeah.
So we have to have more protection,
mm-hmm.
and that's why we put an accumulator into the system.
Mm-hmm.
And this accumulator we charge with little higher pressure than the clamping pressure.
Okay.
And in front of this accumulator, we put the pressure control valve.
Mm-hmm.
And we need the ligatory pressure control valve here to really keep the pressure in the accumulator.
Mm-hmm.
And we need the control function to regulate in case of emergency also the pressure,
mm-hmm.
but we come to that later. So yeah, I put the accumulator in. We would call that an accumulator charging system.
Okay.
If the pump fails now, so mm-hmm. if the hydraulic unit now fails, in this case of emergency, the accumulator gives pressure again to the clamping function. So
yeah.
It will be held still. Maybe only once, but it happens. And to protect the workpiece and have the right pressure, you use the pressure control valve. So
okay, I see. But what would happen if I had leakage in this?
If you had leakage, it's a good question. If you had leakage, you would not hold the pressure in the accumulator.
Mm-hmm.
So always there would be a pressure loss, and you would always need to pump in more in the accumulator continuously. And that's, of course, it's crap. It's energy loss that we need to avoid. And
exactly.
That's why we developed a leakage-free version of a pressure control valve. At Havi, we call this CDK. It's a type CDK. We also have the other type, but yeah. And that's basically how it works and how we get the valve tight.
Well,
seated valve technology.
Sounds perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that could be where the story ends, but I'm sure there's more to it.
Yeah, actually, for the clamping function, that's where the story ends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have this specific topic, and we wanted to solve it. We have developed this leakage-free variant of the pressure control valve. It works well.
Mm-hmm.
Solution found. The really cool thing I wanted to bring over to you today mm-hmm. is that it's not so specific. Our hydraulic components can be used in a high variety of applications.
Mm-hmm.
And we started with machine tools.
Right.
But then we put our focus on wind energy, on wind turbines, for example. And
yeah.
we found out there's very similar functions in there.
Oh, sure. They clamp something. Probably the rotor blades, right?
That would be too easy. That would be too easy. No, actually, they break.
That's not good. Explain that
have,
a little bit more,
they
would
have
you?
Hydraulic, they have hydraulic brakes.
Oh, that's what you mean by braking.
Yeah.
I thought they break.
No, they don't break down. You know, they brake. They have hydraulic brakes
okay.
and braking functions. And also there, you need for a braking function, you need to put a certain pressure on. If
mm-hmm.
not, it doesn't stop. No, the machine. If you want to stop the wind turbine, which is really giant,
mm-hmm.
you have to clamp very hard.
Yeah,
but also
sense.
To protect the components, you cannot clamp too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds familiar?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So so you put a pressure control valve in front.
Mm-hmm.
So what if the pressure breaks down?
Yeah, now that you mention it.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
A clamping function that loses mm-hmm. pressure is a problem.
So yeah.
Same thing as we had on
exactly.
the clamping function in the machine tool. So again, I would put an accumulator into the system,
mm-hmm.
protect it, and it's an accumulator charging system, so I would protect it again with a leakage-free pressure control valve.
Mm-hmm.
And then if some breakdown happens,
yeah,
I need to stop the wind turbine
right.
at least once
mm-hmm.
to be in a safe position,
yes.
then the pressure comes from the accumulator again, protected again by the pressure control valve, and you see it's just the same thing.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's really great.
And that's in principle how every brake function works. Mm-hmm. So you see, we're not even limited to wind energy or to wind turbines, because there's so many other applications with brake applications. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's a really cool thing about hydraulics, that you can use it everywhere.
In so many different
fields. Many different functions, and maybe of functions we don't even think about. So yeah. Maybe this could be an inspiration also for our audience
exactly.
to find new applications and have new ideas. And
that sounds
basically
awesome.
What I wanted to tell you today.
That's great. And for our audience, while they're thinking of new applications that this can be used for, let me summarize at least what you've mentioned mm-hmm. to put it a little bit concisely here. If you don't want a workpiece to go flying through your production hall, for example, for clamping functions, mm-hmm. or if I want to prevent a wind turbine from turning uncontrollably, mm-hmm. which would involve braking, then the magic word is accumulator charging circuits. Mm-hmm. Now, if I want to make it energy efficient, then I need a seated valve technology, mm-hmm. and in particular, a leakage-free pressure control valve.
Yeah, right.
Did I get it right?
Yeah, that's very good summary of what we talked about, right.
Well, you did an excellent job explaining that. It was a lot of fun. I hope our audience enjoyed it too today. And if you have any suggestions for us on future podcasts, please send us an email to podcast@havey.de. We look forward to your comments and suggestions. And Diana, thank you very much for being such a charming guest today.
Thank you.
And until next time, goodbye.
Yep, see you in the next podcast.